our church, I've written the history of our church, I've got it quite in detail, all of our different pastors and everything, the different buildings we've had. And if I'm giving it to a Shorter Alumni Banquet or something, I go in and have a long part about Shorter and about all it's done during the years. If I'm giving it out at Barry, I give more about Barry. I have several versions. And 7 years ago, I give a Christmas program every year to the Business Women's Circle of the First Presbyterian Church. I'd done it so long I had run out of everything I knew to tell them about Christmas that I hadn't already used. So I thought, now if I took my history and went along and put in at different eras two or three verses about Christmas during the early days, how did the Christmas story first come to Floyd County, and Christmas during the 50s, and Christmas during the Civil War period, and the 90s, and all up, you know. And I did. I just interspersed that in. So at Christmas, I had to kind of go back and review a little, because I've got to put that Christmas party in there.
It sounds as if you might have it on cards, and you just yeah. shuffle out the way that you wanted to go.
Now I'm going to give it next Tuesday at the Lions Club luncheon.
Well, this won't be the Christmas version.
No, this won't be the Christmas version. But if somebody asked me, to do it for Christmas, well, I'll put in that part. As soon as I get through the Lions Club, I'll start practicing with Christmas in it.
Do you have something special for the Lions Club then?
Well, I'll give them my regular version.
They get the standard
version. That's it.
That is true.
It is interesting.
You were talking about the way the economy of Rome is. Mm-hmm. Balanced.
Uh-huh.
What really is the principal economy of this?
Well, in this history I had it about our economic history. Now, you want me to say a little bit of it? Our industrial history goes back for many years, for in the old Rome Courier, 1855, appears news of the noble family who had settled here in Rome. They had come from Pennsylvania to make this place their home. Their iron foundry made machinery and other gadgets for peacetime pursuit. Then later they made cannon for the war. But among the oldest industries still in full swing today is the Fairbanks Company. And we're sure the way they make their trucks and carriers today would surely show very many changes from some 90 years ago. And there's another industry whose history we should know. Rome was stove center of the South some 30 years ago. But many of these foundries do not exist today, for heating stoves and ranges are not the modern way. But one article manufactured still in use in every home is furniture for 50 years produced right here in Rome. We could go on with the story and show how, year by year, new types of manufacturing continued to appear. Until today, they number 100 firms or more, with far larger payrolls than we've ever had before. Now, what about the prophecy the founding fathers made that Rome would be a center of industry and trade? We've mentioned early textile mills, and further reading shows that Rome's wealth lay in her cotton until well after the close of the 19th century. But in the years since then, farming is more diversified. And you will notice when you ride throughout Floyd County, many places where cotton grew before, livestock and poultry take its place and bring the farmer more reward for all his labors than knew in former years. For in agricultural pamphlets, this amazing fact appears. Annual income to Floyd farmers, by statistics now shown, to exceed $2 million just from livestock sales alone. So you see, that's the idea. That's what I mean. We're manufacturing, we're agricultural, we changed from the cotton area that we were. Now back in the, up till 1920, I'd say, the lower block of Broad Street was the cotton block. And every fall when the cotton was ginned and baled and brought to town, that whole block was just filled with cotton wagons, piled up with cotton. And people would bid on it, you know, and the highest price got it. And the first bale would always bring a high price. Now that cotton was just the main industry. But today, there's not nearly as much cotton raised. And I was talking to somebody the other day who's a farmer up in the north of Rome, here the way. Lived on a farm all his life. His father was a farmer. And he and his mother were talking to me. And they said, today you cannot get anybody to pick cotton. That's absolutely impossible. Any cotton you raise, you have to plan to have mechanical pickers. There's just no such thing anymore as people in the cotton field in this area around here. Now, whether there still are in some sections of Alabama and Mississippi, there may still be enough colored help who will pick cotton that they can do it. But you don't get it around here. You just can't get anybody to pick cotton. And you don't see a great deal of cotton because there's so much poultry raised and so much livestock.
Is this a big chicken?
Yes, not as much so as around Gainesville. Over around Gainesville is really the center of it. But you see a great many of the big chicken farms all out around here. Mm-hmm.